Off the ball.
Rugby.
It is a poison chalice, that All Black, you know, coach. You don't win. You need 90% success rate, and you need to win the Rugby Championship every year, and you need to win the World Cup when that comes, and then that's okay. You get a thumbs up from the public.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
This is Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Colin, good morning to you.
Hiya, Jar.
Arthur, how are you?
Great.
Bill Belichick is not in the first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, you're the most casual of NFL fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know Bill Belichick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those kind of superstars who transcends his sport and becomes famous. And he is the most successful
Alex
coach
Ferguson.
By most metrics in NFL.
Yeah, Alex Ferguson.
He's that level, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually, I would argue, better than Ferguson in terms of, like, he won it all more often.
He only has one thing to win.
Well, he doesn't. He has his division, and then he has the conference.
Okay.
And then he has, it's like, you know, League Cup.
What is it?
League, and then Champions League, you would say.
Yeah, it's not quite that.
Well, 32 teams of equal standing.
Well, he can,
in the same season, he can win them both. It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Well, you can. I mean, Ferguson qualified every year, but I'd say he's better than Ferguson. And the Hall of Fame is a big thing in America. Mm-hmm. Like, people talk about it incessantly. It's like the All-Stars time 100. They do also have, like, All-Pro.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, variations of that. He's a pro bowler.
I never understand it, yeah.
No, and now, like, he's a fifth alternate to pro bowler. Like, that guy had a terrible season. How is he a pro bowler? Anyway, they've snubbed Bill Belichick in the voting for the first time round. It's like, you're supposed to get in first time. That's the thing. It's like, oh, you were so good. We didn't even have to think about you.
Mm-hmm.
And the speculation is rife about why that is.
Mm-hmm.
People think that, because obviously he was involved in multiple scandals. One, the deflated footballs. Two, spying on the opposition, which you're not allowed to do. You know, Marcelo Bielsa kind of perfected that. Why is spying in your... Why is it so frowned upon? It's like, it's scouting. What is a... Scouting at times.
Scouting, you're working with the material made available to you.
It's obviously the opposite of what I'm about to say, but it's a bang of insider trading.
Yeah. No, it is that. But why, like...
But, so I guess they're cheating.
Yeah, where do you draw the line? Bug the facility, like.
In essentially, that's what they were doing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
it's Watergate-y for sports.
Yeah, because I'm just like, obviously, like, I don't know, maybe the bugging bit, but it's like it was filming a training session, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
It's like, what? That's why they built those trees up in Donegal.
What if RT filmed us, you know?
They were right to do. I mean, we'd be ruined.
we'd be cancelled.
Well, you throw me there now, Colin. How far along in the story had I got? Oh, he was either snubbed for that, or he was snubbed for being a complete asshole to the members of the press for so long. Remember, we did a show in Boston and got a tour of the Boston sports scene from very senior people in Boston sports. And we're like, oh, Brady, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, Belichick. And, torrent of like, what a... But anyway, they hated him, right? They hated him locally and they hated him nationally and they hated him nonstop. And just recently, he's taken a massive fat contract with North Carolina. And it has been, fair to say, not very successful tenure in college football. Now, North Carolina are coming to Dublin next year for the College Football Classic. He's going to be in Dublin before he's in the college, or before he's in the Hall of Fame. Butchered that, didn't I? Will I do it again? We fix it in post. I won't. He's going to be in Dublin before he's in the Hall of Fame. Who would have thunk that?
For you, he's a shoo-in, is he?
Oh, it's
first,
like...
First draft.
So, sorry, the other reason that people think that maybe he's being snubbed is not just because he's an asshole, but now he's got a young girlfriend who's like on the sideline with him and people are like, they're laughing at Bill Belichick.
Rod Little, like...
Man in the 70s. Yeah, if Rod Little was on the TV every week, kind of arm around, you know? Public displays of affection.
Yeah, he's not had a glorious post NFL career.
It's been
a lot of taking the sheen off things.
Yeah, or he's had the best time of his life. Hard to know.
He's probably had a great time. But
so that's the public private.
Yeah,
eye in the beholder.
Like, yeah, I know. Like, very few, if any, tend to be like 100% in these things. But I'm guessing he would probably, all things being equal, have been closer to getting unanimous election than not getting elected at all in this first round. I'm guessing. Is that, that'd be fair enough to assume? Not that no one, I know like 100 is very, I don't know if it even happened. I'm not sure. I know it's very rare. But like, it seems preposterous. It does seem like it's a very purposeful snub.
Yeah.
I see a lot of the fallout now is like people already kind of briefing and stuff. It's like, well, I voted for him.
Literally saying, like, everybody else who didn't vote for him needs to come out. And
wasn't me.
We're being tainted here. He needed 40 votes out of 50 people and he didn't get them. But like LeBron James, Jimmy Johnson, Patrick Mahomes are all like, this is absolute nonsense.
So if he is inducted second time around or whatever and he does a speech, would you think he'll mention his snub?
There's a world now in which he doesn't show up. Mm. There's a world now in which he doesn't do that. And he has his own party somewhere else and gets his own gold jacket made.
Could he do a Marlon Brando in it?
Yeah, send somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Send the missus.
Send someone else.
Send the new missus. That'd be great.
It's good drama. I was trying to think, what's our equivalent?
We don't have one. We don't have a
Hall of Fame. No, but is there any way, I mean, I know we don't have a Hall of Fame, but what's the equivalent level of snub we could give?
The presidential election, maybe, yeah, where you don't even make the ballot in the end?
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm trying to think what that is. He is quite Jim Gavin-esque in his dealings with the media, wasn't he? Jim Gavin would get unanimous approval, though, in that circle.
In the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's getting
amongst
that.
His own people. Yeah.
It is funny. It is funny they've turned on him.
There is no award for GA managers, is there?
No, unless you get the RTE one.
It used to be the Phillips Sports Manager of the Year, which was an epic banquet.
Like, what will Jim McGuinness get when he finally retires? Freedom of Donegal?
I'd say if he doesn't have that already.
Yeah, I don't know what that there's because like there's the urban town councils of the various big towns, and then there's the county council. Mm. They would be the ones to do it. There's no president or.
They used to have
the McGuinness Bridge.
Yeah, they used to have the bridge. Yeah, they used to have. Well, when did the Caltex Sports Awards, later the Texaco Sports Awards, they started? I think in the 60s.
Oh, I think in the.
Maybe the late 50s. Probably the late 50s, actually. You're right.
My aunt won one of those. So that would have been start of the 50s.
So they, but then they've kind of gone as well. But that seemed to be great because they had a Hall of Fame award started. I think that started in the late 60s.
The GA started a Hall of Fame, but it was a bit half-hearted. Then there was no song and dance, no no showbiz, no gold jackets, no busts.
I think it would be a great idea to have one. Although I feel it's too late. You'd be catching yourself up for so long.
You just do, like, so they've started one in the Premier League, right?
Yeah.
It's not taken seriously.
It's kind of half-hearted. It's like, I don't know who does it.
Well, there doesn't appear to be a ceremony. Just randomly people get throughout the year, like, they'll be like, you're Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, and there's no broadcast partner, which I think is like the...
Yeah, I don't think
social media post, I think.
So it's the Premier League themselves.
I think it is. I just don't think it's taken that seriously as a result. A Hall of Fame thing for GAA, right, for managers and players. By the ethos of the community of GAA, it's naturally humble.
Yeah.
So
we're again the excitement.
You're not going, there's no one going to be vouching for it within because it is quite vain. So it needs one from external capacity to bring it in.
Yeah, I think I've actually thought about this before because we've had this conversation probably for about 20 years. But what you do is you have like all of the grandees, Team of the Millennium, Team of the Century, they're automatically inducted, right? And you have a big party and there's like history pieces and installations that travel around the country. You start those in each of the counties for those people and then they all join up at some kind of grand jamboree of travelling circus and it finishes in the museum in Croker and, it can be an outreach programme for that. So then immediately you have like 150 people in or whatever, hurling football, camogie, women's football, the beginning of the integration, which seems to have completely died. I know, we're serious about it. We're definitely serious about it. Just not now. And then after that, you just have them every year, and you're like, you make up numbers, and you.
I'd love it. The closest thing we have at the minute is Laoghaire Gael.
Yeah,
and that's a great. That's a great template for it. That type of thing is. But I love it. I remember, like, I was only recently. I know it's a few years old now, but I remember rewatching the Joe Canning one. It was on one evening, and I was like, I was just watching. It's like, I am so happy this exists.
Yeah,
this is brilliant. I will watch this in 10, 20 years' time, and you're like, oh, that was the guy. That I just. Because it's so sad from before, and I know you were talking about it before, especially when you were doing women's sport Rushmores. And Tommy Walsh was on, I remember that morning, and talking about the Camogie and Ladies Gaelic football and how beyond a certain point it's like, isn't footage of this. It only exists now as a memory.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, yeah.
Well, it feels like there's archives galore, but the celebration is different. Laker Gael, I watched the Daryl Kinnage episode the night before he was on with us for research purposes, which very quickly turned into enjoyment.
Yeah. It's great.
No pad down, so to speak. Just sit back.
Yeah.
This is brilliant. The Hall of Fame thing, I just don't think Jim McGuinness is ever going to come out to the media and say, like, I deserve this.
Or people no, he's not going to. Mean?
But it needs inspirational, influential figures to bring it in.
Yeah. They should. It's such an easy win.
Be a good goodbye from Jared Burns, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know when you put it. When do you put it in the air? If the All-Stars remains where it is... When do you have the thing, the sort of...
Christmas banquet, no?
I would say towards Christmas, yeah.
Is it too close to the All-Stars, though?
Well, I think maybe a lot of shout for pulling the All-Stars forward. Now, that might ruin people's availability for club matches.
Why can't it be all one night? And to the point, to bring back the Oscars thing, it was like, that's the main award at the end of the night. So you're building up,
person.
You know, so it's like best supporting actor, best actor, best supporting actor.
You generally tend to put like five or six people in because there's so many different, especially if you have four codes. At least in NFL, they only have one.
There's like lifetime achievement awards and lifetime Oscars. And then Peter O'Toole got a lifetime Oscar because he never won an Oscar for a film.
Yeah.
And that became a big thing. Charlie Chaplin got a standing ovation.
I feel it would feel less than though. Because the card, you'd want it almost like a week beforehand. Something, just something a bit different, some apartness.
Would people attend two ceremonies in a week?
Well, he's probably different crowds.
There are, yeah.
It'd be whole different people.
Who are you inviting? Friends and family?
Well, yeah, people from the county.
Because there'd be a period. You'd have to have, 10, 20 years retired before you're eligible.
It's seven seasons for. They've now made it.
Not all.
They made it much quicker now for the head coaches. That's why Ben.
He's
getting in ahead of Brady. Now they might have to go in together next year, do they? Oh, he's dead on. I'm trying to remember. No, they might.
Uh-huh.
That'd be interesting, two of them. Two ads. Maybe he would show for that.
I'd love it now. I'm set now on the idea of GAA/LGFA/Camogie Association Hall of Fame. I think it'd be a great idea.
Remember Siobhan Doyle did the curation of the, like, get her involved. You have this, like... Anyway,
permanent insulation.
Who would the first tranche of people be? You'd have
the
20,
team of the millennium, the team of the century. So, like, everybody.
So start.
You know, you've Ring and Mackie, and you get everybody. They're straight in, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts, right?
Individual trophies.
Yeah. So what they do in that is they make a bust. Individual installations about them in the museum. That, you know, it's like a curated traveling.
Because they definitely have something. Because there is something in Croke Park Museum now when you go in there. Where, like, I know, like. From looking like Eamon Cregan's there is a Hall of Fame. There is a Hall of Fame,
right?
But they just they seem to have given up on it. I don't know what the crack is.
Right. Anyway, sorry, Novak Djokovic. Yeah. What a winner! Just when we thought he was out,
he pulled it right back in. You know, we're not lucky enough, often enough, to have live sport this time of day. We came into the office this morning, and Novak Djokovic was facing set point in the second set against Lorenzo Musetti. Lost the second set. Djokovic, two sets to love down in case people haven't seen this, but he is through, remarkably. Musetti pulled out injured, 3-1 down in the third set, two sets to love up. First time in the Open era that's happened, two sets to love up, retirement, true injury.
Right.
His groin was banjaxed. Got a bit of medical treatment to start the third set. I was thinking to myself, geez, Djokovic can win this in five, because he has done that against Musetti in the 2021 French Open. Musetti was two sets to love up against him as well, and Djokovic won in five sets, and he does that, you know. Being two sets to love up against Djokovic isn't necessarily nearly there. Probably halfway home at best.
Lorenzo Musetti, Italian.
Djokovic had a 9-1 winning record against Musetti going into this match. Looked like that might turn around. Djokovic has this pretty interesting stat now of not playing in the fourth round, got a bye because his opponent was injured, Menjik, and has only played two and a bit sets here in the quarterfinal. So nicely well rested.
Ahead of...
probably Yannick Sinner, who plays Ben Shelton, and that match will probably start while we're live this morning. That Djokovic-Musetti match ended so abruptly and prematurely that TNT were scrambling here and threw on an old skiing documentary.
That's you know, not great.
That's a contingency, I suppose. You know, it's like,
but they have. It turns out they have studio people.
They're back now to their pundits. talking.
Who are actually in down there, right?
Yes, they're down under. Tim Henman and the lads.
Come on, lads. Don't you hit the bed here.
Iga Świątek is out. It's the only slam she hasn't won, a bit like Carlos Alcaraz. Right. She won every slam except the Australian Open. She got convincingly beaten by Elena Rybakina, who was a finalist here 3 years ago and also won Wimbledon before. It's high-end stuff here this time of year. You're looking at Aryna Sabalenka there.
That's Sabalenka.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Świątek.
So Djokovic is true. Lucky boy.
Oh, that's funny. Is that an ad? Is she doing an ad for...
Whoop.
Which they're not allowed to wear.
Yeah.
Are they not allowed to wear them?
Yeah, no. Taken off.
Competition.
They had them taken off. It was a big thing because Alcaraz had it as well, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Alcaraz had it removed.
I didn't follow up the reason on that.
I think they see it as a bit cheating almost because you're getting too much information about what's happening with you.
Can you even access it there and then? Sure,
you need a phone. Yeah. Like, you have your phone with you in between.
Well, the coach, I suppose your coaches would have your phone and you can get coached now with your matches.
Yeah.
So the coach can tell you what's happening with you.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I
don't know that, by the way. That's my speculation as to why.
That's good. Yeah. No one's going to pull you up on it.
Am I wrong? But some people used to wear watches. Didn't Edberg famously... they always used to make a big show and
Nadal
on my Rolex to, here, everybody.
You know, Nadal used to whip it out of his bag and put it on.
Scandalous every time.
Post match interview.
Who?
Nadal.
Nadal.
Yeah.
But I think.
Do you know who wore a watch? Wawrinka. Stan Wawrinka.
During it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do actually have a recollection of Edberg kind of, you know, showy.
Yeah. No, Nadal did the, you know, Brian O'Driscoll thing from the 2000s drinking the bottle. Nadal did the watch thing after a match. Yeah, but Djokovic haunted. Didn't play the fourth round, barely played the quarter final, through to the semi final. So, being well rested against Jannik Sinner, would that help him to get that elusive 25? It's getting going now, the Australian Open, you know? Very much slow burner the first week and a half. And the reason was, it's because all the big guys are still in it.
It's like those FA Cups where everyone's like, oh, it's amazing, the shocks the whole way through. And then Chelsea or Arsenal beat everybody 4-0 from the quarterfinals on. You're like, well, that was crap, wasn't it?
Mm.
But the third round was so romantic.
Exactly, yeah. So you'd rather
the 92nd ranked team in the league beat.
You just have to be patient for it.
Yeah,
but it was good crack this morning coming into the office to watch it.
Sports fans, notoriously patient, of course.
Champions League tonight, everyone's playing. Same time. Final league game. Look at permutations. So Arsenal are going to win the thing. Finish top, almost certainly.
That's the real quiz.
Can I just, sorry.
Bayern are the only team that can come.
The GAA Hall of Fame, 2013, the 11th of February, there was a bunch of lads in football and hurling put in. And then 2nd of April, 2014, 2015, August 2015, August 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019 is the last thing reference I can find to it on Wikipedia. So it's...
It went that long.
Disappeared for...
Shame. Oh, well. Maybe that'll make that my life's work. Go get it sorted out. A legacy.
Sorry, the permutations you were saying.
The permutations are Arsenal are going to win it. Bayern can stop them. And then the hunt for top A place is, well, it's enormous really because it can go down to Galatasaray and Karabag, who are way down, I think. Galatasaray and Karabag are 17th and 18th respectively, and they could actually get a top 8 finish tonight if results go their way.
Wow.
Who is 24th going into tonight? Olympiacos are on 8 points, but there's a load of teams. You know who are 25th? Antonio Conte's Napoli.
Oh yeah.
Apparently out of it.
They play Chelsea.
They play Chelsea, and Conte's done a little piece about that, that Chelsea fans used to sing about him. Antonio. He did a little song, little rendition of the song himself. Loads of games on tonight. What would you watch from this? Right.
It's got to be goals, sure, doesn't it? Like anything else.
Athletic Sporting, you might
doesn't
leave
make
that
any
off.
Sense.
Liverpool Carabag, Liverpool only have Virgil van Dijk fit at centre half. Every other defender is injured. So they might have played Gravenberch centre half. And Andy Robertson centre half.
Oh, is Andy Robertson still there? Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to keep him now. Can't really get rid of him this month. Was only 5 million they're going to get from Spurs? Yeah, that's not.
He wants to play football for the World Cup.
Not. He might play a bit now because there's so many injuries. Barca Copenhagen. Monaco Juventus. Good hipster game.
Monaco weren't very good last week.
No.
They got battered, which really helped Real Madrid's goal difference there under Alvaro Alvaro.
Important, isn't it?
Ajax
make sure they're through.
PSG Newcastle, you haven't that? Money there.
Yeah.
Dortmund Inter is a good one. Napoli, Chelsea, like good games actually.
You got to be goals show though, don't you?
I don't know.
Like you wouldn't, you'd be fearful of missing something if you're, there's like, there's basically probably something on every match.
See,
somewhere, is, and there's probably no dead rubber like.
You know, that's when it's really worth it.
Are you saying this is when the Champions League format, the new format comes into its own? Is that what you're saying?
Really,
the final round, it's like, this is a, we've been waiting for this.
I'd still rather you give me quarter ten tonight and just tell me how it's finished.
Feast or famine?
It's going to be mad for that table. Whoever's to update that live.
You it's definitely want the old algorithm.
I'd say they're having sweats about it now.
To be doing that.
Don't put it up that often. Like when
here, listen, some coder, can you please write me a bit of code where the score updates and you update the table automatically as opposed
Jeez.
To...
Dortmund, Inter, Napoli, Chelsea, Eintracht Frankfurt, Spurs, Atletico, Madrid, Bodo/Glimt, Leverkusen, Villarreal, Arsenal, Kairat, Pafa, Slavia, Praha. Two cities very close to my heart. Might watch that one.
Who was the first one?
Paphos.
Oh yeah.
Against Slavia Praha. Man City Galatasaray.
Paphos nice.
It's nice, yeah. It's yeah, it's nice. It's small.
Never done the Greece thing.
Cyprus.
Oh, Cyprus. Sorry. There you go.
Man City Galatasaray.
They're the ones who are also oil, yes. An oil billionaire.
Yeah.
Millionaire.
Ilkay Gundogan derby. Club Brugge Marseille, Benfica Real Madrid, Union Saint-Gilloise against Atlanta and PSV against Bayern. So on paper, a few handsome ones there. I watched the goal show, but like, then it just feels like there's just a load of goals coming at you, all out of context, and I can't get into any one of the games. I'd probably start with Napoli-Chelsea. Because Napoli are on the verge.
There's something on it, yeah.
And there's players I want to see there anyway. I'll probably watch that. Anyway.
Djokovic in pain as well, or is that Massetti? Djokovic, there was somebody had their shoe off in the foot, their gammy looking foot.
I don't know. I didn't see that Djokovic was injured there, but there's Massetti putting up now.
Isn't that a weird fetish?
What?
Feet.
Ah, Jesus Christ, Jared.
Isn't it? what's going on with people?
I think it's some yoga in the brain, isn't it?
Is it? You've done a bit of reading about it?
No, I saw something before about where it's something, it's some sort of cross wire.
Right.
It's something in a similar part of the brain.
A synapse is like
it's
leaky. A similar,
yeah, something like that.
Because like they just had a picture of there and like, imagine paying money to see that.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Imagine like a tenner a month.
The hard ones are the ones.
You can give up the ball a tenner a month and get all the best sports content in the world. You can pay some, I don't even know, does it matter if it's a lad or a woman? I don't know. So mad.
Jesus Christ.
You've not heard about this column?
It sure is.
I've just never seen this happen before. You're into foot content, are you?
No, literally the opposite.
Only fans. Yeah. There's a big industry for it, I'd say. It's remarkable because he's properly limping back to the dressing room, Mazzetti there.
Like, okay, yeah.
Genuine
shoe on or shoe off, column. That's the important
groin
that's the
injury.
Content that people need to know.
Well, you can start with the shoe on, can't you?
I don't get it. Anyway.
Have you tried it?
No. Have you?
I can't judge it before you try it.
Yeah, look, to each their own. And no kink shaming here, but I just don't. Well,
yeah, don't feel shamed by this judgmental country.
No. The opposite. You should go for it.
Between consenting adults.
It's mad.
You know, I have to say, when they both went to the net, I thought it was Djokovic retiring.
Right.
When I looked up.
Because he didn't have the stomach for it, but actually...
Well, I see it's embarrassing for him to lose at this stage, you know? He only really accepts losing to the two lads.
Yeah, yeah.
He's still the third best player in the world.
The TV that we're currently slightly distracted by, I actually can't tell what shoes he's wearing. Has he got his nice... He normally has amazing Australian Open blue or red runners.
The colour you're looking for, is it?
I can't tell.
I think they're white.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his problem.
You know what that is?
Billy's boots.
That's Jamie Murray.
Is it?
That's Andy Murray's brother. Double specialist. With Tim Henman there.
They've really splashed out on all the big names for TNT's coverage.
They're good talkers.
Jim Courier is great.
They got death over their Ashes coverage, so.
Why?
It maybe was slightly more to do with the practicalities or technical issues, but it was just like, I think there was a lot of inconsistencies in sound and strange different choices, but they got an awful lot of abuse.
I don't know why they went to that skiing documentary after, you know, just go live. have a bit of chat and reaction about it, you know?
Yeah, like something absolutely shocking has happened and you're watching some ski.
Back yourself, sluts.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you say you watched there that they had to scramble? There was TNT, Champions League last week, when they had to talk at length about a game or a goal. Remember we were going through it. You watched the goal show.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. When it gets further into it. When it's like, they've clearly not been watching it. So they've like, especially the Real Madrid Monaco one, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Real Madrid were battering them. So they were obviously wondering about whatever other English game was on, probably. But it's just when it comes back and you're like, oh, you're just talking. You've not thought this through at all. It's like, it's just a lot of cliches and different stuff. But it's fine because there's a slight, there's an excitement to it. You're like, anything could come out here.
Yeah, that's great.
Any old claim.
But that was TNT. So they did back themselves in that moment. Let's do it again here. But there was actually something to talk about.
Yeah,
you know, it was a minor gasp when that happened in the office.
Yeah.
It was unusual.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, look, Champions League, I'm kind of into it now for the night that's in it.
Honestly, if your team was in it the whole way along, you'd be like, you'd be into it. It's maybe the whole point is you shouldn't need your team to be in it, to be into it. But when Villa were in it last year, the format was absolutely class. That's a hill I will die.
He's always been into it. I'm not diminished into it.
You're easy-ozy about it, though. You're like,
Well, he loves it compared to the previous one.
Mm. A full-throated love.
Yeah, but it's between those two, like. Oh, well, shoe on, shoe off. It's the shoe off of the new one, you know?
Right. Hey, look, you just... It's okay.
It wouldn't bother me. We could talk about it at length.
It's newspaper headlines for you. The Sun this morning. It's a car crash.
It is.
Yeah. Spurs Colomwani tire blowout, Paro Van de Ven injury blow, more woe for under fire Frank.
Jesus Christ, they would have had to really make sure he's alright with that headline.
Yeah, I think he's travelling tonight, so, but a tire blew out on his Ferrari.
Yeah.
I think fact that it was on a main road might have helped, but there's significant enough damage to it. The airbag has deployed.
Yeah.
Tab of the morning to you. Tribe threat to Fizz Kids, and it's a picture of Cyril Farrell. Bubbles and leak. Farrell is unsure of champagne hurling in regularly rainy Salt Hill. So it's Cork coming to Pier Stadium on Saturday. And he's like, Cork's a great test. It's champagne hurling, and if you give those lads room to dance, they'll dance. In all probability in Salt Hill, there'll probably be a breeze and rain, so the champagne hurling might be over, but it'll be a good test for Galway to let them know where they are.
Singing and dancing in the rain, like, is famously enjoyable.
He's a great talker.
He is.
He's one of the best.
Poetic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without being trying. It's very nice.
Hall of Famer?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. He's just had his Lake Regale. I mean, anyone who's had a Lake Regale, you can probably go. There's some that are probably just more good stories than necessarily things.
But you'd actually have 100 odd people. Would almost go straight into it. I would get more interested in it when you start debating who should get into it. Like, for instance,
there's the problem. That's why it doesn't exist. As a society, we're not equipped to say you're not deserving of getting in the Hall of Fame. Everyone would have to get in, or nobody. We couldn't. That's the issue.
I wonder if that's what happens. If they start getting down to him, and everybody gets in.
Yeah.
Like,
does a Kerry guy with like four All-Irelands who was like a good to very good part of the team get in, or the best footballer Antrim ever produced?
Andy McCallum, I think, who's
more deserving of it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
that's the problem.
Are there limited places? Because if they're
the whole point is that it's like
limited per year, but
it has to be exclusive. Because you'll never catch it back up, because even if you go like, all right, so we'll come to that guy in 10, 15 years, we're like, oh no, Brian Fenton's eligible now, well, he has to go in.
Would, for instance now, would Dermot Connolly get into the Hall of Fame?
100%.
Oh, but like, he's not going to be anywhere near the top of it.
But he's definitely getting in.
He'll get in eventually, 100%, but once he's up.
His Hall of Fame is the same value as Jim Gavin's Hall of Fame.
I think, yeah, once you're in, you're in. It's an exclusive club, and you get like access to the eighth tier of Croke Park, which doesn't exist, by the way. A Hollywood lounge to, it's like the Charlie in the Great Glass Elevator. Where's this going? We don't know.
Yeah.
Just get on board.
You'd have to have a picture of every Hall of Famer in Croke Park.
Well, it doesn't have to be Croke Park. It could be, you know. I think if you put Connolly's highlights reel together, it's like.
But that's not the point, you see. What you're talking about different things. Like, so you take even that Dublin team broadly. and you think of the guys who are like stone cold, first ballot, whatever, getting in. You go like Cluxton, no doubt about it. James McCarthy, no doubt about it. Like Fenton's a little bit earlier on, no doubt about it. Bernard Brogan, no doubt about it.
Rock?
Dean Rock, no doubt about it. Khan in time, no doubt about it. Like you can, but you can't argue against any of those guys because they've all achieved more over time than Connolly in the same general thing. Because if it's, it can't go into just subjective, like, geez, he was a great player.
No, but you need historians to build the case on their behalf. And I think that the campaign to get Connolly in early would be overwhelming. That's just my view without having done any of the work on it, right?
So I get you, I do get you. And but I think, because then you're like, well, it's not going to be all dubs. You're going to have things. That's a great idea. You can turn this into a whole extravaganza. You have people making cases.
Oh, yeah. That's what, like, and it's...
So it's not some arbitrary thing. People make cases, like, from every county. Like the way the Rushmore was worked. So you have, like, oh, so whatever. Any county can put forward four people every year. Or whatever. Or one from each sport every year. Like, it's not going to be, some counties aren't obviously going to be able to do that, but like, and then it goes to some.
Oh, you're only allowed one from each county each year?
Well, something. I, like, but you have then a set thing where it's like, and then that's a long list, it goes down to a short list, people vote or whatever. Not vote, vote will be too flawed. Anyway, there's something in that.
There is.
We'll figure that out.
There is. We can take it over. I'm sure that they've proven they can't be trusted with themselves. You had your chance.
Yeah. What a lucky bastard all the same, isn't it, Djokovic?
Ah.
Do you think you earned that right, though? Is that good karma?
The best ability. Availability.
Availability. Available. Availability, it would be, without doing much himself, it's just versus the two opponents of the last.
Yeah, he showed up. Show up for work. You never know what's going to happen. If you're not in, you can't win, as the slogan used to say. In the dock, Jeremy Doku, I'm not guilty of being a diver, says winger, a city face Eurocruncher.
Who's accusing
him? I don't know. Lads on the internet. Slot, I cop it, I can't stop it. Liverpool Carabag tonight. Wham bam, Villa got 18 million Abraham. 18 million seems a reasonable price for a striker these days, right? Now, it's been a long time since Tammy Abraham was Tammy Abraham. The nether regions of Turkey, maybe it is good prep, who knows? Maybe he's found it restorative. Maybe he's coming back with slightly better teeth and hair and life is good for him, who knows?
Hmm.
What a slot of noise. And I can't shut it out, says under pressure, Arne. Do you think he's going to be the manager next year?
Yes.
I do too, but I thought maybe Ruben Amorim was going to be as well, so what the f*** do I know? Hopes high for festival. It's a picture of Leopardstown underwater. Irish racing officials are very hopeful that Leopardstown will dry out sufficiently to be fit to stage the Dublin Racing Festival at the weekend. It's obviously an incredible weekend of racing. Ground's going to be heavy. I did see one of the papers report Leopardstown, the Fox Rock venue. I'm like, is Leopardstown not actually in just Leopardstown?
I have no idea where that is.
Would you not be like...
one of those that have no...
Where Leopardstown is?
Couldn't even guess on a map.
Like a Leopardstown.
No idea.
It's by...
Straight down the road.
Still Oregon, yeah. Isn't it?
No idea.
Straight out.
Over there.
Yeah.
Sandy Mount, South Oregon side.
South sides.
Punchestown, no idea.
Kildare, North Kildare,
no idea.
On the Meath border. Sterling exits. Chelsea will find exile new club or rip up his deal.
He doesn't want a loan move. He wants permanent and he wants to stay in London.
I think he's negotiating hard because they still have 18 months left of the contract to run. There's one of those Instagram accounts that insists he's the best paid player at Chelsea still.
What's he on, 300 pounds a week, is it?
325 basic. He's obviously not getting, maybe he gets a win bonus still even if he's not in the squad, I don't know. Come on, Chelsea, come on. Standing there screaming at the TV.
He trains with them. I think he does his own thing.
He's got an academy going where there's footage of him training at like his own academy where if you want to go and get coaching, Raheem is showing up. He's not just his name over the door because he's not busy at the minute. 20 million they owe him. I'm like, as they say, fuck you, pay me.
Isn't his kid with Arsenal? And that's why he wants to stay around. God, that's some downfall, isn't it, for him? He's a very prominent guy in English football only a few years ago. You talk about Raheem Sterling all the time. Sterling collapse, if you will.
Dara is insisting Leopardstown is a myth as a town. Doesn't exist. It's totally Fox Rock. All right, fair enough. I was just thought that, like, maybe they've just decided that they're going to parlay the...
My memory of it being there once is it's a massive housing estate and there's a shop.
Well, Jess lives in Leopardstown.
What's the origin of that name?
Osquelge.
Sing.
Neil Isagum.
I'll look into that.
Leopardstown etymology. Arteta holds player meeting to calm nerves. That always works. Why are you all so nervous? Calm the f*** down. What's wrong with you? We are a light bulb. The light is off. It's flashing. That's how it's going, is it? Get confident, stupid. Is that it?
I don't know if this is true now, but on Wikipedia is telling me the etymology is to do with leprosy.
Oh
yeah, because you know Misery Hill? Do you know where that is?
Cork?
No, the Borgosh Energy Theatre, that road right between
and where
the Marker Hotel. It's Hill Road. And it's not a hill because it's just a cobblestone road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was like a hot spot or whatever you want to call it. But people had leprosy. They were there. Like, it was that was like where.
That's where they put you.
They would be put there. So Dublin has a rich history in leprosy.
Yeah. We just needed a Jesus figure to come cure them.
A lot of history in that part.
Would you get in the Hall of Fame for curing leprosy in Dublin? You probably would.
How would you prove it? Didn't U2 studios to Misery Hill would be there, wouldn't it? Then they record in the water there. There's a kind of warehouse.
Yeah.
And like 20 years ago, that actually, area of Dublin was very, very different to what it is now.
Well, they were all Docklands, yeah.
Yeah. It's tech capital. That's where I lived in Dublin for my first year up here, around there. It's a great spot. Conor Farrell has an apartment up the road. Saw him one time. Quite short to continue our... Short man, strong handshake conversation. Quite short, is Colin Farrell.
It's that he owned the penthouses in the tower.
Yeah, there. Oh, the tower.
That's where, that was certainly, he did in the early noughties anyway, I guess.
I would like to know.
Might have a few apartments around.
Like, not like the specific number of the apartment, but which apartment block is his?
Would you call in?
I think it's the top one that looks over Charlotte Quay, if you will.
That's it, yeah.
So yeah, Champions League tonight. I'll be excited to watch it. We have Graham Hunter on the show tomorrow, do we?
Yes.
You see, where do we begin? I mean, naturally enough, Real Madrid and Barcelona, but this is kind of one of those nights we could spend the entirety of tomorrow's top of the show talking about the 10 best goals of the night. You know? Because people are going to miss this. People are going to miss everything that's happened.
So yours, the goal show.
I had a big debate with Phil Egan yesterday about defenders that Liverpool can sign. We spent a good 20 minutes on trying to find defenders, the partner of Virgil van Dijk, or replace Virgil van Dijk as well. And there's a real lack of obvious options out there. There really is.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but neither of you are like scouts. You don't have the white scout open.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Like, totally.
It's like.
But I mean, I think when you start that conversation, you still go for it.
Yeah.
Understanding that you have that limitation of not being able to scout people.
I know, but like we know what we don't know. That's a known unknown, and that, like, there's probably some players in reserves and some teams that could be starters in a good system with the right manager that you're like, oh, that guy, he's just undiscovered because somebody at the club doesn't understand analytics, or he's homesick, or, you know, the dossier on that player that is available.
Yes, of course, there's always more information.
Lewis Dunk is available, apparently.
To get, right? Yeah, but Lewis Dunk, you see, I mean, I don't know if you get that. Whereas you say, like, centre mids now... You could comfortably name a lot of centre mid alternatives, or forwards, or wingers.
We were having trouble with the nines yesterday, you know.
The centre backs and centre forwards, not too obvious.
Yeah.
You know? Missing out on Mark Gahey. So it'll be an interesting summer for them. No, I'm sure they'll whip out two lads that we've never heard of before and they'll be very good. But it's not that blindingly obvious. Actually, I was actually looking up the best defenders in Europe at the moment, did a bit of research. It's all lads we'd have heard of that Liverpool have no chance of signing because they're either with rivals or they just won't go to them. So they'll have to go off Broadway.
Yeah, or sign a veteran who will be grand but not great.
Well, I mean, that's when he got the fandom because I suggested, like, would you bring back Antonio Rudiger to the Premier League? And the reaction is, no, absolutely not. No chance.
What? Snubbing something Rudiger?
Snubbing Rudiger.
On
not the no dickhead policy, I suppose.
Because of the cat thing.
No, that's Kurt Zouma.
That's Kurt Zouma.
Sorry about that, Antonio. I know you're a fan.
Why is Rudiger a dickhead? Because he got paid.
They wouldn't. Well, he did that thing at the Super, not the Super Cup, whatever the final was last year, where he went ballistic. And did he throw a load of ice out onto the thing at the referee? What match was that Real were losing?
Passionate.
Yeah, no, it was kind of mad. It was mad.
Barcelona, was
it? It was, yeah. Maybe it was the Spanish Cup final or something like that.
Yeah, actually, that rings a bell. Now, we have plenty of Liverpool supporters in the comments, right? I would like to hear about centre-half alternatives, because they need one anyway to partner Virgil van Dijk, and they may need one to replace him either way.
But you can actually just sign...
But who do people think, you know, that they know of? So if we're all relying on fabricated players, like, because of scouting...
For sure, but the point is nobody would have signed Mo Salah.
No, exactly.
Nobody would have signed... Like, Roberto Firmino wasn't obvious at the time when they signed him. It was like, oh, that's the guy who you're going to... He'll be part of this unbelievable triumvirate.
We can debate like individual names and say, well, I had heard of him. Like, I would say I had heard of Salah.
No, we had heard of him, of course, but you wouldn't have signed him. You wouldn't like, that's Chelsea. The linchpin. That's the guy. He's the guy who's going to spearhead everything.
So you're telling me Lewis Dunk could be Hall of Famer.
De Bruyne had failed at Chelsea. No, I'm just saying that Dunk was linked with...
Forrest.
This morning, and they're like, no, you're not going to get him. But obviously, links like that come about. And, I mean... 30 years ago, loads of these signings would have happened where a team would have just picked somebody who's really at the end of their career as a stopgap for a season or two.
Like Laurent Blanc.
Gary McAllister, in a way.
Gary McAllister, that was a bonus signing. I'm talking about centre-backs for Liverpool that are going to be starting. You know, that's what I mean by it. Like, it's just not immediately obvious. Of course they're going to scout them.
They're only starting because of the injury crisis, though. That's the thing, right? So, like, if you're talking about a replacement for these guys, then they're going to cost 50 or 100 million. You're going to try and... shop at Real Madrid, shop at Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't think it's that unusual. Like, I even like Matip wouldn't have been like obvious. Lovren wouldn't, you know, like all those guys who come in. I know what you mean in terms of like to replace Van Dijk. That's probably he was obvious.
There's some English kid in the gossip every day who's at France, and he's being linked with a move for 25 million. And you're like, he'll get a move now, and in 2 years' time. He'll be trendy and he'll get a move back to the Premier League, and then he'll play for one of the super teams. And frequently you wonder, why don't the super teams just pay the 20 million now instead of spending 80 million in 4 years and be like, stick him on the bench for two or three seasons. But the clamour to get players in and the pressure at those clubs, maybe you want them playing games. I don't know. We're going to do rugby a little bit later on, but just an interesting photograph from Brendan Moran in Sportsfile. Harry Byrne, Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast sharing a joke. They're all like, they're all best pals now. This is over Simon Lewis's piece. Race for number 10 resumes at training camp.
Are you worried about that match?
Yeah, well, like, what's how would you define worried? Not to be too semantic about it, but like, I think France are going to win. Yes, am I worried about that? Like, I think that that's kind of the natural order of things at the moment. Did you see the grip test that?
Oh, I didn't. I only saw it. I didn't watch it, but I saw it that it was, existed.
Yeah. Did you see this? Susanna did a grip test with the Six Nations captains.
Oh yeah.
So it's Caelan Doris. I'm gonna. Everyone out of names now. It's not Jamie George, is it? Jamie George.
I think so. He was everywhere. Yeah.
It's Tui Pulotu, I think, and. Anyway, DuPont's there, right? Who's got the strongest grip?
DuPont.
By a mile.
Really?
By an absolute mile.
Yeah.
It's not even close. And he's like, oh, I didn't do that very well.
Well, what is the thing? Like, is it one of those stress things you're putting?
Yeah, on? Yeah. It's like a... No.
Well, he's a bull. Like, you know, he's like...
he is.
It's all condensed because he's kind of short, but it's all there still.
Damien Comer.
Is that an actual reflection of strength?
What, being small?
Is he is the grip thing, does that mean he is the strongest?
No, I don't think so, because strength is to do with technique as well, isn't it? Not but raw biology.
If you were to tell me he is actually the strongest, like he can
is he lifting more than Doris? But, I don't like...
I think he might be.
No, but
you know, like those little squat Bulgarians who were always like lifting.
It's not, yeah,
in the 80s. No, they were all dope.
They were juiced.
Because he lifts fellas off the ground in a safe way and puts them back down. DuPont. He'll stop. What's the try he stopped last year in the Six Nations?
Was there one against?
Was it against us?
No, I think there was.
Or England, was it?
Is it not the Toulouse game against Leinster?
Toulouse-Leinster, yeah.
Well, Toulouse-Leinster. Who was that for Leinster? Anyway, it was a winger, anyway, and he had no right to stop him.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a loose head or a tight head.
It was something outrageous.
He was on his knees and he pulled him back. I've seen him do it more than once.
Darius in there was 2023. Mac Hansen tackled.
Oh my God, Unai Antonio had a heart attack yesterday. He's retiring with immediate effect.
Oh wow. Jeez.
Keep broadcasting.
Wow. We'll get more details on that for you as the show progresses this morning. But yeah, I do wonder, is he actually the strongest? Is it possible that he is just the strongest of those? And that, like, you're dealing with something entirely freakish.
Yeah,
allied to the technique.
DuPont, but I thought I was, I had fully accepted the guy's a freak.
It's so funny, even the clips, he's looking up at everyone. Which is, it's a small thing, but it's comparatively when you go, it obviously the clips where they're cut together, it flits between like Doris and whoever else, and whatever way that the captains tend to come from a certain space, or whatever, the camera switches almost from looking up at these guys to just looking, everyone's looking down. And it's, it just adds that sort of mystique around it, but it is that kind of weird, everything's so compact. But I don't know, to your point, like, physiologically, surely there's something where there's a limit to what you can do. In terms of like lifting and whatever else.
Maybe he's an ant.
Maybe he's an ant. Maybe there is an ant kind of thing to it.
You know?
It'd be a great question to ask. You could stack that up.
Are you an ant?
Not you're an ant, but like you could go and if you got him at the right time, find out what he's lifting.
You need to do superstars like in the old days.
Oh, I'd say he'd be great at that. I'd say he could turn his hand to anything. Give him a ball in the air to grass.
Better hurler or footballer?
I think he wouldn't have the size for football these days. But actually, you know,
I think he would
do anything.
I think he would
put him half back.
You just mentioned Damien Comer.
Bomb on.
I think Comer might be a foot taller than him.
Yeah, he's considerably.
Do you think he has a 2-pointer in him?
I'd say he'd be kicking from 70 yards.
It'd be good to see
big boot
if he wished to do it.
Here we have a lot of Leopardstown defence in the comments. Just more to Leopardstown than a housing estate.
That it's a real thing.
First of all, it's real. It's an industrial estate. They say it. Microsoft.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft
McGurk's. Dunstar is in Leopardstown. There's a shopping centre, is there?
So why would you call it Fox Rock if it's actually Leopardstown? I don't know.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
see Croke Park being referred to as Drumcondra sometimes. I'm like, it's kind of in the nether regions there, isn't it? Or Merino sometimes. It's definitely not Merino.
It edges over to you.
No, I don't think Merino starts until you get over the river.
It's Drumcondra looking to Merino.
Yeah. Is it officially Drumcondra? I don't know.
It must be, because it's just off the road, really.
So. Like Jones's Road.
It's only off the road.
Yeah. Drumcondra they have down, and some of the earlier ones before it kind of, they always have that down as the thing for where the matches were. I had a thought so. What's the crow? Yeah, anyway, Shane Keegan is there.
All right, okay, sorry.
No, hold on, where is...
Let me just officially confirm this, right? So,
it's in Drumcondra.
Stade Rochelais have this morning on Twitter posted that Uni Antonio was admitted yesterday to the La Rochelle Hospital Centre following suspicion of a cardiac issue. Medical examinations confirmed a heart attack. His condition is stable today and he remains under supervision in intensive care. Horrific news, really, that he has been taken so ill and... you know, sometimes we do forget about the toll that these professional sports people put their bodies through.